Good morning. Welcome to today's edition of A Daily Dose of Torah entitled, You Are Where You Need to Be. And that draws itself from today's Hayom Yom, today's Hasidic teaching, in which the Rebbe shares the following. A person who believes in divine providence knows, and here the Rebbe quotes a verse from Psalms, the steps of man are made firm by God, which means a person goes to a particular place because their soul must refine and perfect something there. For hundreds of years, even from the very beginning of creation, the object that must be refined or rectified waits for that soul to come and do that task. Similarly, this soul itself, from the moment of its emanation and creation, awaits the time that it will descend to the physical world to refine and perfect that which has been assigned to it. So what we are talking here about is the true GPS, the God positioning system. God positions people in places at particular times, because our soul has a purpose at that place and at that time. Before a person is born into this world, actually, all the places that they will travel to in the course of their lifetime are already mapped out, just like on the GPS, all the places you're going to stop. And that is because God matches people with places, even if it's a temporary visit to a place. When a Jew comes to any locale, there is always a greater purpose and mission there, which is to refine the environment. What does refining the environment mean? Bringing some measure of holiness. That could be through simply driving somewhere, listening to words of Torah. It could be through interacting with someone at that place and encouraging them to do a mitzvah. This is God's way of orchestrating us to be in the place where we need to be at a particular time, at a particular moment. So this is a very powerful teaching, that there's no randomness to wherever a Jew goes. It could be for a vacation, place of residence. The fact that a soul is at a particular time in a particular place must always elicit a greater purpose and mission than just self, and that's germane to our purpose in this world, and that's why God directs us to certain places at certain junctures and certain times. That's the Hayom Yom teaching for today, speaking of this idea of being at a particular place at a particular time. In today's Torah portion, which is the fourth section of the Torah portion of Shoftim, Torah talks about a Levite who suddenly is inspired, who doesn't live in Jerusalem, and is suddenly inspired to want to go to Jerusalem and serve in the temple. Now, those who had the privilege to serve and minister in the temple were the Kohanim, the priests, and the Levites. And there was a whole rotation system, which means there's only a finite amount of priests or Levites who can serve at the temple at any given time. And there was a whole rotation system which families were assigned to serve in the temple at different times of the year. In today's Torah portion, the Torah talks about a Levite whose family is not currently serving in the temple, and is not in Jerusalem, but he suddenly feels inspired to want to go to the temple and participate. So the Torah says he should be allowed to do so, and all of the privileges that go with serving in the temple should be assigned to him. So here the Rebbe takes a very powerful lesson. Sometimes we're inspired to do something that we think is a little bit outside of our lane. It's not something we typically do, but for some reason we feel inspired to do something different. And so here the Torah is telling us that if we feel that inspiration then to do something positive, even if it's not something typical for us to do, it's a sign that it's something that we should in fact embrace, and God will empower us to be able to fulfill and execute that inspiration that we're feeling to do something, because it's again indicative to our life's purpose that we should suddenly feel inspired to do a particular mitzvah or engage in a particular project, even if it's, like I said, out of our typical comfort zone or something that we typically do. That's one of the takeaways from the Torah section of today, the fourth section of Shoftim. In today's Tanya, the Alter Rebbe talks about the power of Teshuvah, which is very timely because we're now in the month of Elul, which is the month of return, meaning it's a time when we re-pivot it's like if you have a product that you've used, gets a little wear and tear and defective, you send it back to the manufacturer, right, for a refurbishment. So the month of Elul is a time when we refurbish our souls, Teshuvah. And the principle of Teshuvah, the Alter Rebbe explains, is in the context of what we've been talking about in Tanya these few days. He's been talking about how all the mitzvot all have particular measures associated with them. Measures in terms of the time when a mitzvah has to be done, and also there's sizes and measurements to mitzvahs. Let's say, for example, the tzitzit that I'm wearing, how long should a string of tzitzit be? Anything from the size of a lulav to the size of a sukkah to the size of a shofar, everything, all of Jewish law is very particular about measurements, and that's because the mitzvot are packaged in very finite packages. The mitzvah of teshuvah, which means to return to God, to return to a purer place of self, the Alter Rebbe says, is actually to experience infinity, whereas fulfilling the mitzvot themselves is to plug into the way divinity is packaged in a finite package. The idea, the capacity, the ability to be able to make amends for the past, to be able to transform the past, is actually to tap into infinity. Why? Because what we're essentially saying is that a person can transform the past and reconstitute it. And that is to transcend one of the most basic limitations, which is the limitation of time. The time says whatever happened, happens. Nothing you can do about it. It's over. It's done. Teshuvah says, no, you could actually fix the past. You can go back there and rebuild it and reframe it and reconstitute it. And that is to plug into the infinity of God within us, is the ability to transcend time and to be able to not only make amends for the past, but actually transform the past. How do we transform it? When we take an indiscretion of the past and we utilize it as the impetus and inspiration to be much better and much more aware in that particular area where we previously failed, then we've taken a failing of the past and we've turned it into a powerful tool for growth. And that's called transformation and plugging into the infinity of our own souls, which is connected to the infinity of God. Lastly, we have the mitzvah of the Rambam today. The Rambam, today we start learning the laws of what's called the half shekel, the machtis ha-shekel. This was an annual contribution made by the Jewish people for the temple. There were actually three half shekels that were given. And the Rambam says one of them went towards the sockets, which were the foundations of the walls of the temple, and the other went towards the daily sacrifices. And so here too, the Rebbe takes a powerful lesson, even though we don't have the temple in Jerusalem today, but the principle of the temple, which is to create space for God, as God says, make for me a temple and I will, so that I will be among you. And that on a micro level means that all of us have to create space for God. How do we do that? Through the half shekel. What is the half shekel? Every day we have to have a foundation to our day, like the sockets of the walls of the temple that were foundational. And we every day, what is the foundation of the day? The foundation is when we start the day by acknowledging that every day is a gift of God, from God. Every day of life is a gift from God. When we say Modeh Ani and we thank God for that gift, that becomes the foundation for the day. And then the main action that took place in the temple was the sacrifices. In Hebrew, sacrifice is the word korban. Korban comes from the word closeness. Today, in lieu of the sacrifices, we have prayer. So three times a day, we pray to God. And when we communicate to God, that's what creates closeness, that's what creates connection, and that's what creates a relationship. And so in that way, we fulfill the half shekel, the principle of that, each and every day. And that's the way, as one of the great Hasidic masters said, he was asked, "Where is God?" And he said, "Wherever you allow him in." Make it a great day. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting. Thursday we'll be broadcasting on the JLI Facebook page. Please feel free to share today's broadcast with all of your friends, whether you are listening on Facebook Live or to our podcast. Feel free to share. And God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Make it a great day.